at the new Soap Opera Digest today. And I opened it up. You know, sometimes I just open it up to the middle, just thumbing through. Well, as I open it up to the middle, it's an interview with Thorsten Kay. This picture is so good of him. I don't know what it is about him.
You're drooling, aren't you? Literally drooling.
I never thought he was hot when he was playing Patrick Thornhart on One Life to Live, when he was playing Ian Thornhart on Port Charles. Never thought he was hot. He gets to be all Zach, and I'm just like, I love you. I don't know what it is. I just adore him. There's just something about him. Yummy. And he's just so funny. He's just so funny. This interview is hilarious. He talks about dancing. And they said, oh, do you have rehearsals? The Soap Opera Digest person goes, do you have a rehearsal space or a ballet bar? And he says, that's the thing about my dancing. It's very organic. I never rehearse it. I never know when it's going to start or stop. And he said, ABC asked me to stop dancing. Yeah, so it's kind of tough to talk about it right now. I mean, it's just really cute, sarcastic stuff like that, you know. He's just adorable. I love him. I love him. He says that he wants to work more with Michael Knight, Michael E. Knight Tad. And he, Soap Opera Digest says, who's funnier, you or him? And Thorsten Kay goes, have you been sitting here? And he says, let me rephrase. Are you the funniest man in America? He said, no, Walt Willie is. That's why I don't want to work with him anymore. I mean, he's just a doll.
You know, we're going to have to see if we can't get him on this podcast at some point.
I wouldn't be able to breathe. I'd be all next to Dan Gauthier. You're my soap hero.
I'm trying to figure out which person you would have more of a heart attack if we got him on an interview.
Oh, Dan Gauthier.
Alicia.
Oh, Alicia.
Thorsten Kay or
Alicia. Alicia.
Dan Gauthier or
Dan Gauthier. I'm telling you,
Dinah.
I would faint. Oh, Gina Tognoni, Macaroni, Maroni. I love her. I love them all. It's Alicia Minshew, not Alicia. It's Alicia. I say it all the time. I say Alicia all the time, but it's not. It's Alicia. I know. You better get it straight. I know you've been staying up at night trying to figure out how to pronounce her name. And, you know, the little girls who play Spike on All My Children?
They haven't switched to boys yet?
No, they're still little girls. They're getting
that
really pretty.
So explains it then.
Yeah.
I was watching this last week, and I think to myself, my God, that kid looks like he has a giant eye patch on his eye. And then I realized that it was his bangs. And it was like, why does this kid have such long hair?
Well, this is
And so if it's a girl, that would make sense then.
Right. Well, this is what Thorsten says about it. Those girls are great, though I don't know how long we can keep them because Spike is a boy and they're just getting prettier and prettier. The good thing is Spike's not Zach's child, so if he does get pretty, we can blame Cameron Matheson who plays Ryan. Cameron is very pretty. I just love him. He's just so funny. And, you know, he recently had a little girl named Marlo with his longtime companion, Susan Haskell, who played Marty on One Life to Live. And he's just enjoying being a parent to these beautiful children because he has a 4-year-old named McKenna. So it's just great. It's great. Oh, I will read this real quick. You ready?
Okay.
Soap Opera Digest asks him, out of curiosity, have you seen Patrick's son on One Life to Live? And he says, yes, it's tough to tell that story without Susan Haskell in that role, first of all, but it's fine. One Life to Live talked to Susan about it, as you know, and she got pregnant, so she ended up not doing it, obviously. But you know, they should have waited for her. The story is important, but the actors and the characters are important, too. If you have a story, that's okay, and a character that was interesting because who played it. It's only when you put them together that it works. He has some obvious opinions about his lover.
Well, and
there.
What are your obvious opinions on Mallet?
Malay? The hitman?
Yeah.
It's so grossly out of character. It's interesting on its own. It's interesting that he liked it. That's the part I find interesting. Not that he just did it. That's bad enough. But that he liked it. He enjoyed it. Until he saw that little boy run up to his father that he killed in the alley.
Well,
I just find that very odd. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and in addition to that, I don't know how to put this. It seems as almost as if Guiding Light is trying too hard to be General Hospital.
Yes. Exactly.
Because,
like, we need more hitmen on TV.
Well, but to be fair, when I first started watching Guiding Light, there was a somewhat mob presence involved in it. So it's not to say
Danny and all
yeah,
them?
Yeah. So it's not to say that they don't have mob roots. But I think that I might have been able to handle this storyline better if Mallet had been, say, somehow connected to Danny. Or, like, I mean, does that make any sense whatsoever?
Absolutely, it makes sense, and it's a good point. Maybe that will come up later. I don't know. I doubt it, because they want to erase all things Michelle, apparently. I don't know. It's a very good point, but at the same time, I don't know. It's just so out of character. You know what I'm saying?
It really pains me, because every time... The reason I started watching Guiding Light was twofold. Dinah and Mallet and Lizzie.
Twofold. You're so cute.
It was twofold. It was Lizzie and it was Dinah and Mallet. Those were the two reasons I started watching the show. Lizzie has basically been sidelined. And Dinah and Mallet are on the path, a destructive course.
I have to agree with that. And they're just too cute not to be together. You know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah, it's
I mean,
just,
the Blake stuff is good, but still.
Well, Blake is being Blake. And here's the thing. I can't help but compare Blake, and I love Liz Kiefer, who plays Blake right now.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, so please don't get me wrong. I do. I adore her. But here lately, I've seen shades of Blake that I can't help but wonder how Sherry Stringfield would have played it, who was the original Blake. Do you know who she is?
No.
The doctor on ER, redhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't...
Well, you're going back a long time then.
Yeah, I can't help it, because when... it was a confrontation that she had with Holly, when Holly, like, blew up her whole Philip secret, blah, blah. It's a long story. Anyways, she goes, well, you took my man, mother. I think I'll take yours. And went after Ross. Oh, it was just the ultimate and beautiful bitch, you know? It was beautiful. And then I've seen Blake this week, and I'm thinking, I wonder how Sherry would have played that. And I haven't done that in years, because I love Liz Kiefer. So it's just very odd for me. I did like Dinah threatening Blake with a syringe. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I found that quite humorous.
Well,
I have a question for you.
Magic.
I need explanation to something, because I did tune into Passions this last week.
Oh, gosh, I may not know, but go ahead.
Could you please explain to me what this whole he-she thing is?
I don't know.
The mask thing? Because
I don't get it. Because
only...
I kind of stopped watching for a little bit, and then now this person's blackmailing everybody, raping people, trying to kill people. Is it Alistair? Is it the chick that went crazy that loved Luis with the
I'm
black
beginning to wonder if the
hair?
Days
I mean,
of Our Lives character didn't cross over.
I mean, what
remember,
is this?
Remember, what is it, Jana on Days of Our Lives?
Jana?
But not,
that was on Young and the Restless.
No, not
Jan.
Jan, there we go, Jan. Remember the one that held Sean captive
yes,
for a summer?
Yes, it's crazy. Well, I'm hoping, I don't know, what I'm hoping. It's just crazy.
Because
I don't like it at all.
When I saw the mask is very disturbing. It's sort of like V for Vendetta disturbing.
It is very disturbing. Well, that's Passions. I don't
sometimes
get it.
Sometimes a person
like
has
it.
To wonder what's inside Riley's brain.
I so many smart aleck comments on that one, I can't even begin to tell you. Right on the tip of my tongue. So many smart aleck remarks. So... there's not much there, in my opinion. So,
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't like it. I know a lot of people are digging it, but I don't. I think it's gross. So,
okay.
Anyway.
I hate to bring up a topic that you don't like to discuss, but
Gloria again.
Yeah.
What?
I just have to ask, what did you think this week when Gigi were spiking her drinks?
Comes around, goes around.
What? I don't know. I thought it was very
interesting. Oh, did we feel sorry for Gloria again?
Well, it's not necessarily that. It's that
I
like watching her squirm, and I like trying to figure out how she's going to figure out to get out of something. And then there was this moment on Friday when Bardwell, after having married her, seen the other guy doing the trick and then remembering that Gloria had done it to him.
Yeah.
With the thing, it was
the
like
sleight of hand.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Stuff is going to hit the fan.
I don't think so. I think they'll get Gloria out of it because apparently, okay, I know you don't want to get me started, but you did.
Okay. Yeah, apparently what?
I think Lynn Marie Latham has such a hard-on for Gloria. She's going to get her out of it. She's going to get a slap on the wrist. Everybody's going to love her and say, oh, poor Gloria, how could we have ever doubted you? And which is bullcrap. I hate it. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate her. I wish she'd just pay for once. But she won't, so. Evil Jack. It'll end up being Jack or Nikki's fault.
Speaking of which, what do you think of this whole Phyllis and Jack thing?
They've turned Phyllis into Diane. I don't know if you remember her.
No. She seems, you know who she's sort of reminding me of though? It is sort of scary.
Sheila?
No. She's reminding me of, Cricket before she was phased out.
Cricket, Christine?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Phyllis?
I don't know why that is, but it just...
Is it the flat, stringy hair popping down the middle?
I don't know what it is. It's just there's something about it that's like...
I don't get that at all. I get that they're trying to make her into Diane.
Who's Diane?
Diane's the person who got knocked up with Jack's kid when she thought she was getting knocked up with Victor's kid with the turkey baster. Long story. And I don't understand why Phyllis wants to be around Jack all the time anyways. You know, she's supposed to be mourning Nick.
You know what I was thinking? You know, we're going to be recording the top five episode where it's basically characters that need to go now.
Yeah.
What do you think about for the next one? Unlikely duos, which would allow us to do something like, say, Cass and Felicia type relationships, where it's somewhat platonic, opposite sex relationships. Do you think that'd be a fun countdown people would enjoy?
I don't know. Kind of. I don't know. We did the frenemies and we did the bromances. I don't know. Maybe if we did it this week, it would make more sense, but I don't know. You mean like we're really just friends or whatever?
Well, it would be more like, I don't know.
Michael Phyllis?
Yeah, Michael Phyllis, Cass Felicia. I'm trying to think who else would be on here. I mean, Zertl could obviously be a nominee for that.
Well, heck yeah.
Tad and Erica, or Adam and Erica.
I really like her with Jackson this week, but man, if they weren't going to put her back with Jackson, I really wanted her with Adam. Team Mac up, crush the little carry hose. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if they would... I would almost pay good money to watch an Adam-Erica-Jackson triangle.
Well, you're never going to get it because they're old. And he's going to be pining after Crystal forever. Derek kissed Crystal this week. It was so random. I know I've arrested you 685 times, but
I
you've
still
been hot.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Whatever.
It's like, it's just so well, random. Apparently the push-up bra worked.
You know, I think she's gone down on her knees to get out of some of those arrests. I had to say it. Did you hear what she's naming the bar?
Comeback?
Yeah. I was like, you know, there's the sexual innuendo in there. Get it? Come back. Get it?
I know.
But I was like, you know what? They want us to make fun of these carry hoes. They just do. There's no way they didn't.
I will say this, though. Something's happening at All My Children, because that show...
It is, like, brand new. The Carrie hate is alive and well in that show.
The Carrie hate is alive and well.
They just got to get the Lavery late
we
hate.
We have seen Palmer more in the last week.
Well, he was on a good upswing health-wise.
I know,
so they
but what I'm saying
on.
Is the fact that they put him on, the fact that they're...
Two days in a row.
Opal.
I didn't hear him say Opal.
Mm-hmm. It's... The only thing that could now make this somewhat perfect would be if they brought Brooke back.
That may be a burnt bridge, too.
Oh, that's true.
So, I hope not, because I think All My Children burnt that bridge, not her. So, anyway, yeah. All My Children is getting way more interesting. It's catching up to Guiding Light, Guiding Light, General Hospital in the best on ABC category. Because One Life to Live is just terrible. Did you watch it any this week?
No, I have been so busy. I have not had time.
Luke, don't waste your time. It's awful. Well, the David scenes are gold, but...
David's... Oh, David. Crap!
It was this week. Well, you know, so
what days?
Marathon.
What days?
I know it was on Thursday. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I believe.
Okay. Here, just
I can make sure. I can make sure before.
Okay.
You can go to recaps or whatever.
I'm going to turn on my TV here real quick, go to channel 57, and then...
It's just been horrible without David.
Okay, let's see here. Click, click, click. That's Young and the Restless. Gonna go here. The Marathon. Okay, One Life to Live. Was he on Friday?
I'm looking. Hold on. I don't believe so.
Okay. I'm going to go find the marathon.
I do believe Thursday he was.
When is the freaking marathon? Oh, there's All My Children. There we go.
No. It was Wednesday. Wednesday when Marty talked to him. Yeah. Wednesday was... Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday. I knew that.
They have the All My Children. Then they have the Young and the Restless marathon. Then they have the General Hospital one.
And then they didn't show it on Monday, I believe.
Okay, so... Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the day?
No, I don't think they showed it on Monday.
One Life to Live had a show Monday. According to this, it did.
Well,
according to my guide, it says One Life to Live Monday. Jessica makes plan for final farewells.
I don't remember that at all.
And then Tuesday says Jessica appears to have found a salvation by an unlikely source, which is Tuesday's episode. And then Wednesday's episode is a suspect is identified in the arson case. But it is Wednesday, because I'm going to hit record on Wednesday's episode.
Yeah, Wednesday, he's on.
Okay, what about Thursday?
I don't think so.
Well, I got the thing.
I remember Nash. I remember Antonio getting back on the plane.
Okay, I have a question. Who do you think this new guy is from Amber's past?
Plum? What a stupid name.
Huh?
His name is Plum, as in the color... As in the fruit, plum. Yes.
Oy.
Oh, I know. But Todd comes back this week, so I'm just hanging on. But yeah, I do believe it's Wednesday.
You know, I think we need to get recording our top 5 episode.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Why are we whispering?
I see dead people.